And as we continue to follow the situation in the Middle East, we are also following events in this country. Some surprising numbers in a report released today by the Urban Institute says more than 35% of Americans have unpaid debt that has been reported to a collection agency. That could be anything from delinquent credit card bills or hospital bills to mortgages or student loans, or even something that might seem as minor as an unpaid gym membership. Joining us now to talk more about this is Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. He's with us from New York. Jason, welcome back.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And that seems like a very big number, 35% of Americans with unpaid debt that's been reported to a collection agency.
It's a pretty astounding number. We're talking about 77 million Americans. One thing we don't know here is how many of those 77 million Americans actually know that they're in collection, because it's quite possible people have opened up accounts and they forgot about them somehow and or didn't open the mail that they got. But also a good number of these people also probably do know that they're in debt to someone and may have been getting some really upsetting and frequent phone calls from collections agencies.
Well, and just to explain to people, how serious is it when a collection agency comes calling for a debt? Because it could be that you have a debt that doesn't get paid on time and you get a letter in the mail, but is it really a very serious thing when a collection agency gets involved?
Well, it's a serious to the extent that at that point it's hitting your credit score. In all likelihood, It's been reported, and so that will affect your future ability to get loans. And that can have an impact on a lot of things. You even hear reports that people's credit scores are looked at by employers to see how responsible they are. So, I mean, we could talk about sort of all the consequences of having a bad credit score. But one of the things that's going on with the people who are doing the collections, you know, sometimes they're collecting just about 4% of the original amount, because the companies who had the debt, let's say it's a hospital that has a huge debt from someone, they may pass it off to one of these agencies and just say, tell you what, we'll sell this to you because we just have given up. We're not going to get the money from these people. And I think that's where a lot of this debt is it's debt that people just, you know, have said, you know, forget, the people themselves have just said, forget about it. And then, you know, it does get wiped away after 7 years.
Well, and
from
we say, and we say 35% is the overall number, but in some places the number is even higher. Nearly half of Las Vegas residents have bills in collection, same in parts of Texas. In McAllen, it's almost 52%. But you do see a big trend, which is that across the South, the numbers are high.
This is true. Well, let's talk about Nevada just for a second. You mentioned how Nevada's got a really high percentage. In fact, they've got the largest share of people with reported debt in collections. Now, they're kind of a unique case. They also have the highest average amount of debt in collections at about $7,000 is the average. Of someone who's in debt, $7,000 is the average amount of debt that they hold. Now, in the South, there are many more people with reported debts in collections, but the amount of debt in collections, that doesn't have the same, you know, concentration. It's actually fairly modest compared to the rest of the country in terms of how much they actually owe. Why is it that people in the South are more in debt, you know, are more in default than others? You know, I've sort of been checking up on this, and I haven't found a real convincing answer yet on why that is.
Do we have a sense of whether this is getting worse or better in the past few years as the economy has improved?
Well, here's what we do know, that, you know, consumer, and this is probably what the most shocking things of all is, that this is not new. That's what sort of, when I began researching this, the first I heard that same number that you did, that, you know, one in three people has, you know, this has been reported to, collection for debt. And, you know, it turns out that this has been this way for many years. The Associated Press reported on this and said that Americans in collections has remained relatively constant, even as the country as a whole has whittled down the size of its credit card debt since the official end of the Great Recession in 2008. So that's interesting. But there's a big but here. There was another study that was released on May 28th. Three economists from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, and they reported that consumer non-mortgage debt, so it has nothing to do with your house, the debt that's non-mortgage, has grown for the last three consecutive quarters, and that's the first time this has happened since the onset of the Great Recession. So you know, we have two different scales going on here. One is the percentage of people who have debt that's overdue, and then just how much debt Americans have. And while the one has remained relatively constant at one in three, the amount that people are borrowing has grown.
That's Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joining us from New York. Jason, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And let us know if you are one of the people, one of the 35% of Americans with unpaid debt that has been reported to a collection agency. You can go to hereandnow.org. You can also send us a tweet at Here and Now, at Jeremy Hobson, at Here and Now Robin. And as Jason said, a lot of you may not even know that you have debt that's been reported to a collection agency. But you can let us know if you do know at hereandnow.org.